This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So now are you worried? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging out at Buffalo's Cafe right here off of Buford Highway, guys, incoming. Come on out and see us. We'll be out here until 7 having a good time. Mike, there are already a couple of guys that have come out to say hello to
us.
Yeah,
man, we got these two dudes who rolled in. They actually called ahead to reserve VIP seating here at Buffalo's in the bar. And give a shout out to Coach over here, who's off duty right now as a financial planner. And real quick, you see Marge, the guy in the glasses over
there? Yes, sir.
I haven't seen this knucklehead in 12 years, right? We played in, I think it was Chipper's Golf Tournament at Bears Best, and he goes, I'm calling you right now, and Large Marge shows up on my phone. If you remember Pee-wee's Big Adventure. So anyway, he's like royalty here. Jackie the bartender's like, yeah, I put up with this guy every week, but we're hanging out here at Buffalo's where the cast of characters, and good to kind of reconnect with some old friends.
No doubt, and we'd love to get a chance to see you guys out here as well. Listen, we got a big show. We're going to talk to Rob Bradford from he does an Odyssey MLB Insider, but he does a great podcast. Baseball isn't boring, and for us right now, it isn't. Listen, I said yesterday, I think we're in crisis mode, and we lose another one last night. But Mike and I were just talking about this. It's bigger than just the losses now. Things have happened that are compiling onto this team, and all of a sudden now, we may come back home without a W. We may be 0-7 by the time the Braves come back home and have their home opener, which nobody in their right mind would have thought, Mike. So
right.
the compiling of things is injuries and obviously the Profar suspension.
Right. But then again, guys, I know that I've been focusing a lot on pitching, but it's been the hitting. Because, yes, we've been terrible. And the thing is, nobody's going to be this bad all season long. Even, like, the most biggest baseball, yes, win the replacement
nerd
would say that, you know, the law of averages says you're going to start hitting. You will get to your baseball card, although Sean Murphy technically never got even close to his baseball card last year. But, I mean, Austin Riley is not that he's not a 118 hitter. Ozzie's not a 118 hitter. You know, these guys will get it together. But I do think without, you know, a leader to kind of break the ice or say, hey, guys, let's just have a beer. Let's go out and hit a strip club on the Sunset Strip and let's blow off some steam. That guy doesn't exist on this team.
Do they have strip clubs on the Sunset Strip?
Yes, they still do.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe. Well, it's been a while. I'm 30 years removed from that experience. But anyway, there's no leadership in that clubhouse. We're of the opinion. We asked, let's be honest, Money Harris about, 2 months ago, and we said, who's the leader? What's it, 3 seconds of silence? Before he goes, well, we have a lot of guys. Right, this is when the chips are down. You need someone to say, hey, guys, the sun will come up tomorrow. But the other side of this, Carl, it's not just Profar. Then you lose Ronaldo Lopez. Now, Ronaldo Lopez is one of the great stories in baseball last year, but it's also another one of these Alex Anthopoulos bargain hunting expeditions, which is now blown up because he wasn't used to throwing like that.
So last night, I mean, listen, Dustin May, it doesn't matter who the Dodgers throw out. They're great. And May went 5 innings, gave up a hit. You know, we had a chance in this game. They gave up a run, Mookie Betts with a throwing error in the second.
Right.
But we had a chance, Mike, where another great defensive play was made by Teoscar Hernandez, where he catches a ball by Drake Baldwin, goes over the right field fence.
I mean, Drake catch a break at the plate?
He can't. I mean, he hits a ball, warning track power, and then last night you're like, oh, that's gone. No, it's not. Teoscar Hernandez makes a great play. So we're having issues just getting the little things that usually happen in games go our way. And, you know, you look at the pitching rotation now, Mike, and you go, okay, so no Lopez. We know Strider's not back anytime soon. Mm. Chris Sale went last night, and you said it. You gotta try to win when Sale's on the hill, and they weren't able to get it done.
If I told you we're going to go 0-2 with Sale on the West Coast, I don't think any Braves fan out there would have said that. Hell, any baseball fan, period. So it's a struggle. Everyone's looking at the historic reference now. Yes, historically, this is the worst start ever. And I literally lost my mind today. So I posted something on Twitter. Follow us. We're Carl at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. I'm Mike Bell at Mike Bell ATL. I had a guy going, well, now maybe it's time to realize Snicker isn't the guy. You fired the batting instructor after last year. Seitzer was the same guy that took you to the greatest offense you'd ever seen. Snicker, every season, Carl, has to deal with, what, 3/5 of a starting pitching rotation? If we're being generous, they always rely on the minors and a bunch of, you know, bargain basement guys. And then last year, I lost track how many different lineups he used last year. The guy should have been the NL Manager of the Year. So, guys, I don't know what you're looking at. Stop it right there. Snicker is not the problem. The problem is this team is really struggling at the plate, and we don't have any pitching depth.
404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you. You can text us as well. We do have access to the text line. Find us on social media, guys. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. We did go 0-9 in 2016, and I know a lot of people don't remember that because that was a 90-loss season. But we're not there yet, Mike. And it looks like, listen, even if we win a game and salvage a game, it just feels like this is not moving in the right direction. Now, we're not going to play the Dodgers and the Padres, who are two of the best teams, the rest of the way. But you've got to start feeling like this is going to start moving in the right direction. And that's part of the issue. Dodgers, on the other hand, by the way, 7-0, 9-0. You go back to 1955, 10-0. That was the 1940 Brooklyn Dodgers. Mm. They are off to a historic start for themselves right now.
Now, just like we shouldn't get down, even though it's pretty friggin' awful, I couldn't believe – actually, I can't believe this. I'm watching SportsCenter this morning. I'm rubbing Ike, the dog's belly in the bed, because he comes in there and watches TV with me. And all of a sudden I hear, coming up next, one analyst says, this is the greatest team of all time. All right, are they the 27 Yankees? Can we stop right now?
They're going there.
They're getting there, and it sure looks like they're going to be amazing.
People are piling on and starting to believe that. I'm not going to go there.
I'm sorry. One weekend of baseball, 7 games does not give you that carte blanche to make those kind of pronouncements. And, yes, they look great. And as we know, guys, if the team with the most money and the biggest stars was guaranteed to win a World Series, the Yankees and Dodgers would only win it, right?
Yes.
Not the way it works.
So where do we go? How do we fix what's going on? And Mike's point, he's right. It's not SNIT. It's not AA. Okay, now he's tasked to fix this.
Right,
he's got to try to find the pieces to fill in the pieces in the puzzle. But he did everything he possibly could to start the season. Again, it's no one's fault that you have injuries or a guy is sticking a needle in his butt. Whatever he was doing, okay,
right.
That's not AA, and that's certainly not Snicker. They would be complete idiots if they fired Snicker at this point, getting off to this start. Let's be clear about that. And I think there are smarter people in the room who understand what's going on here. But, Mike, unless we start hitting and hitting consistently, nothing's going to change for this team. And even though, you know, last night, you look at the scoring opportunities, far few in between. I mean, that's part of the issue. Chris Sale, you know, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts. Chris Sale didn't walk any of those guys last night.
Right. And then you get into, you don't want to get caught pressing, where then you start to steal bases and take yourself out of big innings. Not that Snicker's going to do that, but at some point you need to sort of jumpstart your offense.
Yes.
And that gets back to, I think that Money Harris should be stealing more bases. I mean, first of all, he's got to get on base.
Get on base.
Like everybody else on this team right now. You know, Profar was an element we kind of liked at the top of the lineup. I mean, okay, he's gone. You got to pivot. But this is why, as a guy watching the Braves since 1998 here in Atlanta, I've never seen – I mean, there were years where there were no expectations, when they scrapped it. You know, wait till Truist Park. Or back then, wait till SunTrust, right? Wait till the ballparks get built.
Turner.
And going from Turner Field to the new stadium.
Sure.
But now you're like, okay, there's an expectation with this team. Around the league, it's making headlines. People look at this Braves team and go, what the is going on with these guys?
I don't know if anybody has the answers. And I don't know if anybody inside the clubhouse has the answers. All we know right now is they're struggling. It's not as if they're not trying. I will never debate the effort of guys, but I will tell you that, as one great baseball player said, 90% of this is mental. And once you get in your head, and once you're not making the pitches, and once you're not making the throws, or you're not hitting,
right,
those things start to compile. And that's what's going on right now with this team. And again, I hope we salvage a game, but even if we don't, coming home winless – is going to put a lot of pressure on this team during this next homestand. I mean, their first homestand.
You're back at the hotel. You know, whether you maybe you're tripping it out, you're having some fun, tripping the light, fantastic. Or maybe you're just sitting in the room. You get
They should be in their rooms.
Yes. MLB Network or ESPN or even on your phone. You're 0-6. You're a disaster. Money Harris batting 130. Riley batting 91.
I'm sorry?
Riley, 091. You know what? I was really excited about Drake Baldwin. He's not ready. Okay, and you know what would be easy for a young rookie? Everyone else is hitting because now everyone's pressing, to your point. And I hate to say this.
Maybe we really got to get Sean Murphy up sooner than later.
Yeah, he's coming.
But I mean, because
you need his experience.
Because if Sean Murphy right now, if Sean Murphy batting like 200 would be a slugger right behind Marcell Ozuna batting 214.
But here's the deal. Drake Baldwin is a better hitter than Sean Murphy, or at least he has been coming up through the minor leagues, right? He's the number one prospect in our farm system. He's got it, Mike. But to your point, nobody else around him is helping him.
No, a rookie needs – usually a rookie comes up, he's got support in the lineup. There's a rookie where he's got to press because he's part of a terrible 7-8-9 right now.
And so Murphy's coming, but, you know, I think you've got to fill in the blanks with this pitching staff now. Bryce Elder today, right? Blake Snell, Bryce Elder?
Yeah, and this gets back to what we said earlier about coaches going, that's not a winning proposition. Remember, guys – Grant Holmes actually, you know, kept you under five runs in the game. Last night, Chris Sale, not a bad outing. But now you're bringing up Bryce, and we know what the ceiling is with Bryce Elder.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, guys, we're 2 years removed from Bryce Elder being an all-star. He's just a dude without electric stuff who doesn't have enough to push past the Dodgers.
All right, we're going to continue to talk about our Braves and what else is going on around Major League Baseball. Rob Bradford's going to join us again, Odyssey MLB Insider. He's really, really good. Host of Baseball Isn't Boring, the podcast. And by the way, we've talked to him leading up to the season. He really liked our team. I like our team. I think everybody around the league thought, hey, okay, you know what, Braves will be right back in the mix. And I still feel like there's plenty of season left. But every night that goes by and you see that you know, we're not competitive, we're not scoring runs, it gives you more reason to pause and be like, okay, when is this thing going to click in? You cannot wait 20 games in, guys. You can't. You will find yourself 5, 7, 8, 10 games out just like that. And by the way, nobody is playing terrific baseball in our division right now. It's just, you know, you got to feel better about this team. And Mike, I would ask any Braves fan right now, 7 games in, what do you feel good about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, by the way, did the torpedo bat shipment not arrive?
It better get here quickly.
I mean, everybody else picks up this bat. They didn't use it in batting practice. Ka-dung! We talked about De La Cruz the other day for the Reds. I mean, we need the Braves to get these torpedo bats before they ban them, which apparently is now growing steam around the league.